From the RFC News Desk, I'm Chris with your Transformers News Update for Wednesday, October 6th, 2021. Takara Tomy teased their latest round of pre-orders last night, with a silhouette of Masterpiece Shoki promising the official debut of the first of the Trainbots. Shoki, and Raiden overall, represent the first entry in the new MPG Masterpiece subline, evidently intended as a home for Giant and Combining characters. Based on that premise, the Masterpiece Skyfire we know is being developed will probably fall here too. We didn't need to quite wait for pre-orders to actually open before getting our first full look at Shoki, though. Tag Hobby ran early with stock photos for the Masterpiece Trainbot, giving the first detailed look at the design. Shoki sticks close to the computer design model that was published some months ago, leaving little surprise for the robot mode in this reveal. Shoki has a formidable backpack to accommodate the panel needs of the train mode, while having a poseable robot that is a good match for the animated appearance from the Headmasters. The train mode goes for a high degree of realism, and the stock photos we have right now depict an extremely hard-to-believe, if not physically impossible, minimum of panel seams. Shoki is depicted as including a segment of train tracks, which has connectors to link additional lengths of track, meaning the other five Trainbots can be expected to include them as well. The isolated photos unfortunately don't give any sense of the relative size of the figure, nor any indication of what standard model train scale it might fall closest to. And consideration for model train scale may sound silly, but for as much as Japan loves trains as a cultural thing, it wouldn't surprise me in the least if the designers tried to get this to line up, though if so, it would certainly be an uncommon scale for Japanese modelers. The most popular model railroad scale in Japan is the positively tiny N scale. The price for Shoki is anything but tiny, based on the information Tag Hobby published. Their report has Shoki with a list price of 18,000 yen, over $160 at the current exchange rate. If that rate holds up and all six Trainbots are priced the same, the total cost of Raiden when all is said and done will be bumping right up to $1,000. Since we haven't seen any sign at all of the development of the others, this cost will probably be spread out over an extended time. But that's a double-edged sword, since the constantly rising prices of everything now means the longer they take to be released, the better the chance each successive Trainbot will cost more than the one before. And that's without even considering the possibility of the exchange rate tanking in the meantime. Elsewhere, HasLab Victory Saber has just a few days left to go. After clearing its minimum backer requirement last week, the project just in the early hours of this morning made it to its first stretch goal, ensuring that the V-Lock cannon will be produced for inclusion with the set. The V-Lock cannon is an arguably essential element for the toy, as it completes the parts and accessory options from the original Victory Saber toy. Star Saber's shield, which was used at least once in the TV show and appeared with the Masterpiece and therefore could also be considered at least somewhat essential, is still locked behind the third goalpost. The next tier that will unlock is at 17,000 backers, which will see a display stand produced and included with the set. With the kind of growth these campaigns seem to get in their last few hours, it is feeling more and more like all of the goals may just be attainable now. Your support makes Radio Free Cybertron, RFC News, and everything we do possible. Help us out by shopping on Amazon with our affiliate link, tfradio.net/Amazon. It doesn't cost you anything extra, but we get a small referral fee for almost everything you might buy. If you want to be a little more active in your support, you can become a patron at patreon.com/tfradio. We have multiple tiers, so you can pick the level of support that's right for you. We have exclusive podcast content, plus if you sign up at the Touched tier, you even have the opportunity to participate in one of our exclusive shows. And you can always buy some of our merchandise. You can get to the store at tfradio.net/shirt, and find apparel, mugs, and more with original designs. I recommend G2 Robot Collector, but there's lots of great stuff to choose from. Visit tfradio.net/news for more RFC News content. Radio Free Cybertron, and our archive of shows that goes back longer than some of our listeners have actually been alive, can be found at tfradio.net. We record RFC every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, and you can watch us at tfradio.net/live, or go to tfradio.net/YouTube to go directly to our YouTube channel and subscribe so you can get notified every time we start broadcasting. And don't forget, you can join us on Discord at tfradio.net/Discord. We read and interact with the chat audience during the live show, It's a pretty cool place to hang out all week long. I'm Chris, and this has been your Transformers News Update from the RC News Desk.